Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Abortion has been legal across the United States since 1973, but in recent years, lawmakers in several states have been working to restrict access to abortions. So, what does it look like when abortions are always illegal? Like in Chile. Abortions there were outlawed in 1989 during the final months of Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship. And the penalty for getting an abortion is prison. Ailish O'Neill tells us now about two women who pushed the limits. And out of consideration for their privacy, we're going to use only their first names.
Rosa is standing outside the jail where she spent 3 months as an inmate back in 1993. At the time, she was 23 years old.
I got pregnant. I confided that to a friend, thinking he was really my friend. He told me that I was going to ruin my youth with a baby. Why have a baby if I had to work? I was going to lose my job. All of that.
Not long after this conversation, Rosa's friend, who was a paramedic, gave her an abortion in his house. She claims she was drugged and can't remember the operation.
I remember that afterwards I cried. I went to a friend's house and she asked me why I was acting so strange. I didn't tell her anything. I only wanted to lie down. I felt very tired and very cold.
Rosa says her paramedic friend used unsterilized instruments. So fearing an infection, she went to a hospital.
A gynecologist told me that for him to save my life, I had to tell him the truth. The doctor got me to trust him, and that same doctor notified the police. So a policeman arrived, he handcuffed me to a bed, and it was humiliating.
Rosa was in the hospital under police custody for several days before she was discharged and brought to prison. Then, she spent 3 months in jail and an additional 3 years on parole. All of this happened more than 20 years ago, and it's not clear how the same situation would unfold today. As far as reproductive rights activists in Chile know, no one's been put in jail recently for having an abortion. But it's still illegal in all cases, and a 3 to 5 year prison sentence for women who get clandestine abortions is still on the books.
We are one of the, if I'm not mistaken, 5 countries in the world that don't allow abortion under any circumstance. And I'd say that's a privilege.
Patricia Gonel calls herself a pro-life activist. She networks with various anti-abortion groups here in Chile. There are plenty of them. 90% of Chileans are Catholics or conservative Protestants, and Chile is one of Latin America's most socially conservative countries.
There are a lot of people that think it's backwards, but it's not, because we're talking about protecting human life, you know? And there are countries that are now trying to backpedal.
One of those countries is the U.S. In South Dakota, for example, lawmakers tried to make abortion a felony. Other states have trigger laws in place, measures that would outlaw abortions immediately if Roe v. Wade were overturned. But does outlawing abortions really end them? It may not. Reproductive rights researchers estimate there are between 120,000 and 160,000 clandestine abortions in Chile every year. That's 8 per 1,000 Chileans, compared to 4 in the U.S.
The woman's going to arrive, she's going to be hospitalized quickly, the operation will be done quickly, and then she has to leave quickly.
Dr. Guillermo Galán is a gynecologist who specializes in sexual and reproductive health. He lives and works in Santiago, Chile, and he supports the legalization of abortion. He says clandestine abortions are usually done in cosmetic surgery clinics by practitioners who risk jail time because they want to make money. Abortions under the best conditions cost about $3,000. That's 3 months' pay for someone who makes the country's median income, and 7 months for someone who makes minimum wage. Cheaper abortions, done by a midwife or paramedic, are riskier.
There are women who don't have access to abortions because they don't have the money. The problem is that these women are, in the end, obliged to continue a pregnancy they don't want, or they're obliged to get an abortion in bad conditions.
There is another option early in a pregnancy. Certain hormones taken as pills or injections can cause a woman's body to expel the fetus. That was the route taken by Alejandra. She got pregnant when she was 17, which made her mom ashamed.
When I told her that I was pregnant, her reaction was to put her head in her hands and say, "Let me see what I can do."
Her mom went to a woman who ran a clandestine clinic from her house.
They're nurses that don't work publicly, but rather from their homes. So my mom went to talk to her, and this woman told her that there was an injection that makes you menstruate, and when one is pregnant, it can cause the loss of the fetus.
The injections cost about $15. Today, the primary drug used to end pregnancies is misoprostol, available on the black market for a little over $100. The results are about the same as what Alejandra experienced after her mom gave her the injections.
Si no me recuerdo, fue como un día antes de mi cumpleaños, justamente que voy al baño y boto la guaguita.
Alejandra says it was the day before her 18th birthday that she went to the bathroom and expelled the fetus. Afterwards, she had to go to class.
I went to school and I was a mess. I arrived and my classmates asked me what was wrong because I cried through the whole class. And I said that I fought with my mom. I never told anyone what happened. Never ever did anyone find out. If this happened to me again, or if I could turn back time, I would never have done it.
Ninguna mujer quiere abortar. Lo que requiere es ayuda.
No woman wants to get an abortion. What she needs is help. Women get abortions for three reasons. Fear, pressure, often familial pressure, and the feeling of abandonment, of solitude. So if you stand by her, you calm her, you let her know that she's not alone, she won't get an abortion.
But the tide may be turning against this view. According to a 2010 survey by a Chilean university, a majority of Chileans support legal abortions when the life of the woman or fetus is in danger. In Santiago's Bustamante Park, many passers-by said President Michelle Bachelet should legalize abortion in those cases.
I'm in favor of abortion when it's a therapeutic abortion, either to save the mother's life or when the fetus has problems and won't be able to survive.
There should be, like, requirements. So if the woman doesn't have the ability to take care of the child, she should get an abortion. But not everyone who wants to has the right to kill someone.
I think that it should be legalized, because even though it's not legal, it's still practiced illegally. And so I think that both for safety and so people can make their own decisions, though I wouldn't get an abortion, I think that it should be legalized.
And change might be on the horizon. In May, the director of Chile's Ministry of Women announced that the government is working on a bill that would legalize abortion in three cases, rape or when the woman's or fetus's life is in danger. Also, the health ministry instructed doctors to maintain medical secrets and not to testify in abortion cases. For Latino USA, I'm Ailish O'Neill in Santiago, Chile.
For more information on the measures some U.S. states have considered to outlaw abortion, go to our website, latinousa.org.